Welcome back. I'm getting very excited with this kind of revelation coming for today. The Lord Jesus didn't give us any dates to watch. He said we should watch out for the signs. And that has been the emphasis of our pastor since we started this interesting discussion. Watch out for the signs, not for the dates. Very interesting, sir. So please, sir, go ahead. In your
because you know, it is the emphasis is because it is sign.
Not dates.
And if it is a sign, it will have to go with the spirit of understanding.
Another reminder.
Which gives you the reason why you must, why the Holy Ghost is the hope of the rapture. Because the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27 says so.
Yes,
because through the Holy Ghost, he will lead you to all truth.
Sir, are you saying the sign is a code, like a love language that others might not know?
It's a mystery. God decided to keep it mysterious. And except he reveals it to you, you will never know. That is why he left it with signs. And even a type of it, like we saw in the Issachar.
Yes,
they had what?
Understanding of the times.
They had the understanding of the times.
To know what Israel ought to do.
To know what Israel ought to do. Oh, glory be to God. Same thing. When Daniel got to know, as he understood by the books. Oh, glory be to God. He understood by the books. And there are so many books here that make up this book.
Hallelujah.
By the books. Isaiah's book, Jeremiah's book, Ezekiel's book, Hosea's book, Joel's book, and all the books. He understood how long they were. So the prophecy that sent you to them to captivity. Daniel chapter 9 says so. When he understood that by study, he was already in the business of studying. And he found out what they ought to do. What they ought to do. Daniel, 70 years captivity, after he studied, and saw that the period was remaining only 2 years for the prophecy to be completed. Thereafter, he said, after 70 years. He didn't say after 70 years, it can be any date. But the period allotted for the captivity is 70 years. The period allotted to Israel in Egypt by God to Abraham.
400 years.
Was 400 years. But we know history says 430 years. So God does it in such a way that don't begin to set time for me.
Wow.
Because I only may know it. Now, see, the Issachar anointing, what Israel ought to do, correct?
Yes, sir.
By an understanding, therefore, they are able to tell Israel what they ought to do. Now, what do you think, Daniel's disposition now, In Babylon, when he knows they have only 2 more years, will he bother about any Camelot? Will he bother about Camelot? Will he bother in this acquisition, the quest for acquisition, like others are acquiring in Babylon? When homegoing time is in there, then now to crown it up, he now got the revelation of what Belshazzar saw. That your kingdom is weighed and found in the balance. God ended that kingdom. That very night, it ended it.
Wow.
So, imagine what that is. When the Medo-Persians were coming, did it surprise Daniel?
You already knew.
He already knew now that the kingdom is up. He will just find where he will hide. Because it is determined. Now, this is the importance of such studies like this. So that you will know what you ought to do.
Bro, this revelation is exciting me so
know,
much, sir.
Now, when you say of the times and the seasons, you know, it's very important. Now, then we now saw that he gave. He said, when these things begin, you know, to come to pass, then know.
Look up.
You know, look up, your redemption is near. So one of the things is Mark chapter 13.
Mark 13, okay. Yes, sir.
Verse 2.
Mark 13, verse 2.
Yes.
And Jesus answering said unto him,
yes.
Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another mm-hmm. that shall not be thrown down.
There shall not be. Then he now added, in Luke chapter 19.
Luke 19.
Why the building will come down.
Verse what, sir?
From verse 41 to 44.
And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it.
He beheld the city.
Saying, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, mm-hmm. the things which belong unto thy peace,
uh-huh.
but now they are hid from thy eyes.
Uh-huh.
For the days shall come upon thee,
uh-huh.
that thy enemies shall cast a trench about thee,
uh-huh.
and compass thee round, uh-huh. and keep thee in on every side,
uh-huh.
and shall lay thee even with the ground,
uh-huh.
and thy children within thee, and uh-huh. they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another,
uh-huh.
because Why? Thou knewest not the time of thy visitation.
And the time of their visitation that they didn't know is what Christ went further in Matthew 22 in that parable. Let's read it. I told you, I said we have some reading to do.
Sir,
from verse 1, read it up to verse 14, sorry.
And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables,
yes.
and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son,
uh-huh.
and set forth his servant to call them that were bidden to the wedding,
uh-huh.
and they would not come.
And who are they?
The Israelites.
Israel, the Jews. Uh-huh.
Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, and another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers.
Now, hold on, which verse are you?
My seven, sir.
Something just struck me.
Hey.
Please, let's go back to Matthew 24.
Matthew 24, yes, sir.
Read verse 32.
Matthew 24, verse 32. Yes. Okay. Now, learn
up to
a parable.
Verse 35 again. Something just striking my mind.
Fire on, sir.
Yes.
Now, learn a parable of the fig tree.
Yes.
When his branch is yet tender, yes. and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh.
Mm-hmm.
So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass
mm-hmm.
till all these things be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
Now we have been teaching that fig tree is Israel.
Mm.
Something is being quickened to me.
Even right now, something is being cooking to you.
Do you understand?
Hallelujah.
Listen. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, it becomes a sign that you know that summer is nigh. He is only using that because the next verse says something.
So likewise ye, when ye shall see all this.
He didn't say when you will see Israel stand as a nation, as Pastor Moses has been teaching all these years.
Yes, sir. Certainly, sir.
More than that. Israel standing as a nation is only one of it.
Yes, sir. Certainly, sir. Very clear.
Do you understand now?
Yes, sir.
It's only one of it. When you see these things, just as you watch the fig tree, that is how you should watch these things that I'm going to bring out now.
Amen.
When you see it, then you know that, you know, summer is nigh. Now you can say confidently. And when summer is nigh, then you prepare for the heat of the sun that will come up in that desert. Because the cloth you wear during summer is different from the cloth you wear during winter.
That's right.
Okay, now. So continue from Matthew 22, where you read from verse 6 again.
And the remnant took his servant. And entreated them spitefully and slew them.
And what they did, he slew them. You know what they did to the apostles. You know what they did. Go ahead.
But when the king got thereof, he was wroth. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city.
That is what he was seeing in Mark chapter 13 verse 2, the destruction of the temple.
Yes, sir.
And in Luke chapter 19, not only the temple, he included the whole city.
That's right.
That will be destroyed. And where we're reading now is the reason why it is being destroyed.
Amen.
Please finish that reading.
Then said he to his servants, verse 8 now, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways.
Those who are bidden, who are they?
The Israelites.
It's an Israelite. He came to his own,
and his own,
this is what that scripture says.
Him not.
His own receive him not, but as many, or you are going to the highways now, as receive him today, gave him power to become the sons of God. Go ahead.
Go ye therefore into the highways, yes, and as many as ye shall find, uh-huh, bid to the marriage. Uh-huh. So those servants went out into the highways,
yes,
and gathered together all, as many as they found, both bad and good. And
bad Moses Alu, mm-hmm, and good Olumide. Uh-huh.
And the wedding was furnished to guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding, uh-huh, garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not, mm-hmm, having a wedding garment? Mm-hmm. And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away.
That's another story entirely. Mm. That is how the gospel came to us, the, amen, Gentiles. We're trying to look at why the city was destroyed. Mm. It was because they rejected their Messiah. Mm. They rejected their king. And then Daniel was praying, mm, having known that the time is remaining short for the prophecy of Jeremiah to come to pass. And he began to now set his heart to begin to pray for his people, confessing their sins in Daniel chapter 9. Mm. And when it comes to verse 24, Daniel 9 verse 24. From verse 24, mm, a program was given. Because, amen, you can't say there's no sign.
Wow.
A program was given, yes, to Daniel.
70 weeks are determined upon thy people.
The angel came and was given Daniel revelation. What did he say?
70 weeks are determined upon thy
Daniel,
people.
Daniel, that 70 years captivity, it will soon finish. But let me give you another program. This, mm, time it's not captivity. It's a program that will span 70 weeks. Mm. Uh-huh.
Upon thy people and upon thy holy city,
yes,
to finish the transgression, mm-hmm, and to make an end of sins, and, mm-hmm, to make reconciliation for iniquity, uh-huh, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, mm-hmm, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, mm-hmm, and to anoint the most holy.
Him. Go on.
Know therefore and understand,
yes,
that from the going forth of the commandment.
Now listen, these six things that he mentioned, mm, listen how it will be fulfilled.
Mm.
And this is determined for who? It's
Daniel's
only
people.
Israel.
The Jews.
This 70 weeks is actually 70 weeks of years.
Mm.
We have taught that on the 70 weeks of Daniel. So get our sermon on it. We broke it down.
Yes, sir.
Now, so actually it's 490 years.
Amen.
70 times 7.
That's right.
1 week is 7 years.
Amen.
And that is where, as we go along, you will see that our brother Yakilome said that the tribulation will be 7 years. No, sir. The tribulation will be 3.5 years, according,
amen,
to the,
amen,
Bible.
That's right.
Okay, so let them know that. I don't know, mm-hmm, why they don't take time. Take time and study this thing. Don't rush it, our pastors. You know, take time. It's the tribulation period is 3.5 years, and it is not for the bride.
Amen.
And it takes place only after we have gone in the rapture.
Rapture.
But those are events that take place after the rapture. Therefore, we are facing the rapture. Now, go first before forget what happens after. The one that concerns you is the one we are watching now.
That's right.
Okay, so now, read on.
Know therefore and understand that
those six things that will be accomplished for the children of Israel,
that from the going forth of the commandments to restore and to build Jerusalem.
And there was that, it came to pass exactly.
Unto the Messiah, the prince, yes, shall be 7 weeks.
Seven?
Yes, sir.
Weeks?
And
what is 7 weeks here? It is 7 times 7.
49 years.
Mm. And that was the period that they went to build back the temple.
Mm.
That is how much it lasted.
And
well, that is history. Let's go ahead.
And 62 weeks.
Then again, 62 weeks, making it a total of what?
69 weeks.
69 weeks times 7. 483 years.
That's right.
So he's saying, from the time that the commandment will be given to go and rebuild the city from your captivity, calculate from the time.
Mm-hmm.
Calculate. By the time you spend 483 years,
wow,
within this period, mm-hmm, 49 of those years will be the period that the temple will be built. Rebuilt again,
mm,
he said, count 483 years. The Messiah will have come, and that period you'll be cut off, you'll be killed.
Bible is so accurate,
so accurate.
Wow,
and history shows it from when Nehemiah was given that commandment Release to go. The date is shown. Calculate it to AD 33.
Yes, sir.
The 69 weeks completed.
Wow.
Now, he was cut off. Read it. Read Daniel. Go to Daniel.
And after 3 score and 2 weeks.
After the making it 49 years, what happens?
Shall Messiah be cut off?
He is cut off. That is, he's killed. And that is when he was nailed on the cross.
At the 69th.
At the 69th week.
Yes. But not for himself.
At the 483rd year.
And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy.
It is after that. That the people, when they after they killed the Messiah, they rejected him. What did he say?
And the people of the prince that shall come.
The people of the prince that shall come
shall destroy the city and the sanctuary.
They will destroy the city and the sanctuary for the prophecy that Christ gave in Luke chapter 19 from verse 41 to 42 and Mark chapter 13 verse 2 for it to come to be fulfilled. And exactly, it came to pass.
Amen. AD 70.
In AD 70.
That's right.
When he said, the people of the prince that shall come, the prince that shall come is the Antichrist that is coming to enter a covenant, like we see in verse 27. You know, but by the time he enters that covenant, the rapture is striking just then. Because between the 69th week and the 70th week, because they rejected him, they rejected their Messiah. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That period between the 69th week and the 70th week was when Isaiah chapter 42 was fulfilled, because it's a prophecy.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 42, verse 6 to 9.
Isaiah 42 verse 6 to 9 says, I the Lord have called thee in righteousness.
Yes.
I will hold thy hand.
Yes.
And keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people. For a light of the Gentiles.
So it's giving a prophecy to someone that will be a light to the Gentiles.
To open the blind eyes. To bring out the prisoners from the prison.
Uh-huh.
And them that sit in darkness out of the prison house.
And go to Acts chapter 13 from verse 44.
Acts 13.
That is when that scripture was fulfilled.
Verse 44.
Yes, to read up to verse 48 or so.
And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourselves worthy of everlasting life.
Yes.
Lo, we turn to the Gentiles.
You turn to where?
The Gentiles.
To the Gentiles.
For so has the Lord commanded us, saying, I have said it to be a light
of
the Gentiles.
He's now quoting Isaiah 42.
That thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth.
You see, and it's not by accident. Even in John chapter 10, in John chapter 10, Christ himself, from verse 15,
as the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father. Even so I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep.
Now, for the sheep there, he is talking of Israel. Then, verse 16.
And other sheep I have.
He said, other sheep is now the Gentile sheep.
Which are not of this fold.
They are not of this fold. They are not Israelites.
Them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice.
Okay. To fulfill Isaiah 56.
Amen.
Verse 8.
Isaiah 56, verse 8 says. Yes. Okay. The Lord God which gathereth the outcast of Israel seeth. Yet will I gather others to him.
There are others that will be gathered.
Beside those that are gathered to him.
And there are others, more scriptures that confirm that we are not by accident.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We are already planned for
Amen.
It. By foreknowledge.
Amen.
And so you now understand that because they rejected him after the 69th week, he now blinded them.
Okay.
When he blinded them, their salvation came to the Gentiles.
Amen and amen.
I'm talking about divine agenda.
Hallelujah, amen.
That is why in Romans chapter 11.
Romans 11.
Verse 24 and verse 25.
Romans 11, 24, 25 says, For if thou art cut out of the olive tree which is wild by nature,
That is we now, the Gentiles.
And were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree. How much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive
tree? Therefore, verse 25.
For I would not, brethren, that ye should be
ignorant,
of this mystery.
Yes.
Lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. That blindness in part is happened to Israel unto the fullness of the Gentiles.
It is in part because they will be restored. Until the fullness of the Gentiles, the last elect comes in. And the last elect comes in with the rapture. It ends with going in the rapture.
Amen.
Then, knowing this will happen, prophecy went forth in Hosea to know how long after the rejection, after he smote them for rejecting Christ, how long will it take before the last week will be ignited again in the program? Verse 1 and verse 2.
Hosea 6.
Yes.
Come and let us return unto the Lord.
Yes.
For he hath torn and he will heal us.
When did he tear them?
AD 70.
Eh?
AD 70.
AD 70. And he's going to heal them. That is, he's going to restore them.
He has smitten and he will bind us up.
Yes.
After 2 days, will he revive us?
When will he bring them back and revive them and continue with the last week?
After 2 days.
Therefore, the Gentile period, the Gentile dispensation from the first church age to the seventh church age, given in several scriptures, will be within the 2,000 years. I am not setting dates. I am telling you the season. I am telling you the agenda. Because after 2 days, he is going to go back to them. These 2 days is 2,000 years. Listen to what I'm saying before you say you too, you are setting dates. I know better than to set any dates. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
But when we know, where will we go?
Hallelujah, amen.
But it's not the type of knowledge that you go and preach it.
Hey.
I don't know if you
understand what I'm saying. You said another one. Okay.
So it means you are to calculate 2,000 years. One day is 1,000 years. It's in 2 Peter chapter 3. You know, from verse 8 or so.
But beloved, 2 Peter 3 verse 8.
Yes.
Be not ignorant of this one thing.
Yes.
That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years.
So, if a prophecy, the Spirit of God is speaking by prophecy, he said after two days, he will revive us. That makes it 2,000
years.
It's one day is
1,000 years.
So, how long will he within that period, how long during that period he will be with the Gentiles, gathering them through the church ages, gathering the bride in every age? How many years?
2,000 years.
In the matter of two or three, let the matter be established.
That's
the
right.
Story of the Good Samaritan. I mean, every Christian knows that.
That's right.
You know, it's the story of redemption. Who is the Good Samaritan?
Lord Jesus.
That the high priest, I mean, the Levite. And the priest could not help, that is the law, could not help. But that rejected Samaritan,
hallelujah,
came and picked him and then bound his wounds. For by his stripes we are healed. That's referring to the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
and his redemptive work.
Amen and amen.
And note that he took the bruised man that the thief had injured and beaten up and rendered what the way we are today. Took him, the type of the sinner, to the innkeeper. Who is the innkeeper? The fivefold ministry.
Amen.
The inn is the church.
Amen.
The fivefold ministry.
Amen.
And take note that he gave him
two pence. Luke 10:35.
Why did he give him 2 pence? Because we have a key in Matthew chapter 20 that one day wage
is 1 penny.
It's 1 penny.
Amen.
So if he gave him two pence, that means he is going to come back
after two days. Hey.
So you can see, and these 2 days is 2,000 years.
Amen.
That the church will be nurtured by the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
So you have to catch it to understand. The matter of two or three, you can see the picture is coming out clearly. So what this period, when does this period start? He has smitten them. When did he smite them?
AD 70.
Therefore, the 2,000 years is going to start counting from AD 70. And this AD 70, you don't use the Roman calendar to calculate it. It's the Jewish calendar of 30 days in
1 month.
So there's some calculations to be made. And that is not what we're going to, because I've taken that teaching extensively before.
That's
you
right.
Can just, you know, go and listen to it,
yes,
and
sir,
be established.
Amen.
Under this Issachar anointing.
Hallelujah.
Otherwise known as the bride's anointing. It's a revelation given exclusively to the Issachar brothers.
Amen.
The sons of the Issachar. Exclusively to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
The rest will grow. When they can't even see water baptism. You know, I watched a film that they were baptizing a big pastor, you know, the denomination, who visited Israel, you know, and the tour guide there, who must be a Jew, of course, you know, went to River Jordan to baptize. In that same River Jordan, I have gone there too, I was baptized.
Okay.
But I told my tour guide, you know, who before we reached there, I was already talking to him about water baptism. Father, Son, Holy Ghost is wrong. I hope you know there is no baptism like that on our way to the River Jordan. And he said, yeah, that's, he has always believed it.
Hallelujah.
He said, he has always believed, and he's the one that came to dedicate our church, I mean to say. And he baptized me there in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that baptism was not for remission of sins. Since 1990, my sins were remitted by water baptism. It is part of the tourism.
That's
just
right.
To go and say Jesus was baptized here, so let me go there too and baptize. It doesn't add anything to my spirituality.
Are you sure?
It doesn't add nothing. It's tourism, and that is why the Jewish tour guide asks, "What do you want? How do you baptize in your place?" If you have said they sprinkle, he will fetch the water and sprinkle.
Wow.
As long as you pay him his money, he's a tourist, a tour guide for the tourists. So wear whatever you believe, and you know, if you go to the temples, various ones, Catholic have their own, the Orthodox have their own, the Coptic, what do you call them, have their all in the same Jerusalem. Mm. I say, these Jewish people, they know how to make money. So that when you call, there's one that the various Marys, the Mary of how the Chinese Mary looks like, they have the image there. How the Roman Mary looks like, they have the, all of them in one hall there.
Mm.
And then so go and see your own there. As long as you pay them the money. During that period, they make a lot of millions, if not billions, annually from tourists visiting. So, but I mean, you see the error extended even there. They put the person into the water. I was watching a clip of it, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
So thank you, Lord. Under open heavens, we baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Anyway, so from that period, you count 2,000 years.
In the Jewish calendar.
In the Jewish calendar. 30 days in a month. 360 days
in a year.
In a year. So you have to break down to days, break it down to 30 days, I mean the Roman calendar, and from AD 70, begin to make your calculations.
Wow.
And you will soon see that the 2 days that is given to Israel for their restoration, according to that prophecy in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 2, you many very few years. And but before that 2 days is completed, within that period, the rapture takes place. You see?
Wow.
So it is part of the signs that we look out for. We will also look at another sign that the Bible gives us. It's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Verse 1 to 4.
Okay. Now, we beseech you, brethren,
yes,
by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
and by our gathering together unto him.
That is concerning the rapture. What would he say?
That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters from us.
Oh, that is anybody that has given you dates. Anybody that's giving you that is troubling you, say, hey, don't be troubled by it. What did he say?
As that day of Christ is at hand.
Yes.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Don't let anybody deceive you, because remember, even that deceit is part of the end time sign.
Mm.
Yes.
For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first.
So that is a sign.
And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
When he says falling away first, is rebellion, and we know what is happening.
Mm.
Falling away from the apostolic faith.
That's right.
Falling away from the apostolic faith.
Mm.
Go ahead.
And that man of sin be revealed, uh-huh, the son of perdition,
uh-huh,
who opposeth and exalteth himself.
So you can read on, you will now discover that another sign before the rapture is that the Antichrist will be revealed.
Sir, hold on.
Yes.
He said the Antichrist will be revealed.
We will know him.
You know, we know where he's coming from.
Yes.
We know his office.
Yes.
In fact, under the Issachar anointing, he will be showing us his nationality.
Yes.
But now, are you saying we are going to see the one that will be incarnated by Satan himself?
How will we know? Daniel 9:27 says, he said, the prince that is to come, the people of the prince that shall come.
Daniel 9:27.
Read again verse 26 and 27.
And after 72 weeks, yes, shall Messiah be cut off.
He will be cut off.
But not for himself.
Yes.
And the people of the prince that shall come.
The people of the prince. The prince that shall come in verse 27.
Mm. And it shall, verse 27 now. Yes. And he shall confirm the covenant with many,
yes,
for 1 week.
Now go back to 26. The people.
The people of the prince that shall come,
yes,
shall destroy the city and the sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
And the end thereof shall be with a flood.
And when did that happen?
AD 70.
And who was the one that led that? Where did they come from?
The Romans.
They came from Rome.
Yes, sir.
So if the people of the prince that is coming in verse 27 came from Rome, and the prince that we see in verse 27 is the Antichrist, where is the Antichrist coming from?
From Rome.
It's from Rome.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why it's difficult for people to see this.
Mm. Antichrist is revealed. But, sir,
and they are fraternizing with them.
That's true.
They are fraternizing with them.
In the name of peace.
Whether peace or whatever it is.
Mm.
Because of lack of this knowledge.
Mm. Really speak
so,
of God.
So, what will he do in verse 27?
And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week.
He will confirm the covenant. For how long?
For 1 week.
Because that is the last 1 week, the 70th week.
Mm.
And that is when the gospel will be going to Israel.
Mm.
And in the middle, read that.
And in the midst of the week, it shall cause the sacrifice.
1 week is 7 years. Then in the middle of the 7 years, is it not 3.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Then in the 3.5 years, I mean, the next 3.5 years, what did he say?
He shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease.
Uh-huh.
And for the overspreading of abominations,
uh-huh,
he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation.
So you see why we say that the tribulation period,
3.5 years,
known as time of Jacob's trouble, is 3.5 years, not 7 years.
Amen. It's clear, sir.
And then we are saying again that by the time he is revealed, the rapture takes place.
So, sir, you are saying this particular man of sin.
Yes.
Okay, because we already know his nationality.
Yes.
We already,
he's coming
like,
from Rome.
Yes, that's clear to
and
us.
Coming with Bible.
Yes, and yes, he taught us he's also coming from Syria. That, yes, is his real nationality.
He may be a Syrian nationality because of a type of the Antiochus Epiphanes.
Daniel 8.
Yes.
Okay. But, sir, are you saying that the man of sin himself, that man?
Yes.
You are saying the bride will see him before
we will see him. We will know him.
My Lord and God.
He will be revealed.
So he's one of the signs for us.
Yes. And this revelation is not just the calculation we do.
Yes, sir. You
because the Seventh-day Adventists have known this calculation in 17 something.
That's right. That's right.
So they've already known it. Mm. This reveal here.
That we will see the man.
We will see them. We will even be hearing they are preparing to sign
The peace treaty,
that becomes a sign.
Wow.
Within that period, there is something that will happen that will lead to that peace treaty.
Okay, another sign?
Yes.
Ha-ha.
There will be, but I will come to that later.
All right, sir.
Because there's a reason why
there will be a peace treaty.
There will be
okay,
a peace
because
treaty.
Someone can say, we've seen Pope Francis.
Yes.
The present Pope,
yes,
signing a lot of treaties.
Yes.
So someone can quickly say, oh, isn't that the man of sin?
Not now.
Not now.
He has not signed with Israel.
Okay.
Because Israel, because he said he's seated in the temple.
Hmm. Okay, in Second Thessalonians.
And showing himself that he's God.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so he has not yet gone to the temple. The temple is not even built yet.
Mm.
And one of the signs is that the temple will be built.
Another sign.
The temple in Israel will be built. Because right now, there is the mosque, supposedly that is. Although there's argument that that is actually not the spot.
Yes,
but whether it is that spot or not, the temple that Christ is coming to stay and rule will be built. And something will happen. That according to the divine agenda, according to prophecies, Isaiah said it, that something will happen that will make the Arab nations to recognize and bow before the God of Israel.
Mm.
And we are coming, that is another sign. We are coming there. We are coming there.
Hey.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, another sign.
All right.
Before I come there, because so I want to take these things.
The second sign now is that the Antichrist will be revealed physically.
Physically.
Hmm. Not by knowledge.
Not by knowledge, revelation.
Go ahead, sir.
If you had me teach before, please correct now.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes.
This is getting
then
another sign.
Yes, in Matthew chapter 13.
Hey.
From verse 24 to 30, it's a parable there.
Matthew 13, 24.
Yes.
Okay. Another parable put it forth unto them, saying,
yes,
the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field?
Mm-hmm.
From whence then art it tares? He said unto them, an enemy had done this.
Oh,
the servant said unto him, without them that we go and gather them up. But he said, nay, lest while he gather up the tares, he root up also the wheat to them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares.
Oh, again, verse 30.
Let both grow together until the harvest.
Let both, the wheat and the tares,
grow together.
Let both grow together till when?
The harvest.
Till
the harvest.
What is the harvest?
The rapture.
Rapture time. So, what will happen? When the rapture
and in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
So,
another sign.
When somebody showed me a video of the attempt of some preacher in Nigeria to gather the whole religions together.
Pastor Adeboye, is a very...
It's a common thing now. And what did I say? I said the seeds are maturing.
Hmm.
That is evidence the rapture will soon strike. There has to be bundling.
Hmm.
Pastor Adeboye is a reaper, a true servant of God.
Hey.
Ordained and anointed for a great ministry.
Hmm.
Part of those that will gather the tares.
Hmm.
To gather a group of people, you know, and bind them together. One of the things that is using to gather is the ecumenical council.
Mm.
Remember, they're in bundles. Bundles is associations. So that is why every country has her association of for the Christians.
Council of Church.
The Council of Churches.
Christian Association.
Yes.
So you're saying the bundling of the tares is another sign.
Yes. And that is the reason why there will be false Christs. Because you need that anointing to attract the tares. To bundle them. The reapers must be anointed. You know, you see them, all of them have their identification. You see?
Sir, it's only the bride that will know this particular thing, you see?
That is under the Issachar anointing.
Because how can you say bundling of a group of people is a sign?
It's a sign.
For the coming of the Lord.
Why are they all coming together now?
Mm.
And so much emphasis laid on it. How can we disagree doctrinally?
Yes.
And yet say we are one.
Mm.
Can't you see something? You know, can't you read in between? Can't you read as a handwriting?
Yes, I can see.
You know? Now the Bible does not unite us. Then an association unites us.
Mm.
Amen. Holy Ghost cannot unite us. Then men rise up
and
that are regarded and respected. And then they
have the mandates to unite.
And you are not united in the doctrines. You're only united in your association. And instead of being ruled by the Bible, you are ruled by the constitution of that association, registered and recognized by the government, because they will need a government backup to fulfill the purpose, the agenda for their coming together.
Holy Ghost. The yes. bonding of the test through yes. the anointing of false Christ.
Thank you very
That's
much.
That's a sign.
Another sign.
Another sign. Sign number four.
Yes. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Yes. From verse 16.
Verse 16.
Yes.
Okay. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout,
uh-huh.
with the voice of the archangel, uh-huh. and with the trump of God,
uh-huh.
and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Hey.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, uh-huh. to meet the Lord in the air, uh-huh. and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
So there is an order that is given there.
Hmm.
The rapture begins with what?
A shout.
You know, when they shout there, it's not somebody, a voice from heaven, hey!
Or a trumpet, pa, 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 pa.
You know, and when is this shout heard as the first stage? That takes us to Matthew chapter 25.
Amen.
The parable of the wise and foolish virgins from verse 1. Read it.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins,
yes.
which took their lamps, yes. and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish.
Yes.
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
Mm-hmm.
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Mm-hmm. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
They all slumbered and slept.
And at midnight, there was a cry made.
At when?
Midnight. And at midnight.
Midnight.
There was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh,
uh-huh.
go ye out to meet him.
Now, that midnight cry is what you see in the third seal of Revelation chapter 6.
Revelation chapter 6.
Now,
verse 4.
Yes.
And when I'd opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see.
The third beast is who?
The face of a man.
The face of a man in Revelation chapter 4.
And I beheld, and lo, a black horse.
Okay.
And he that sat on him had a pair of
balances
in his hand.
Why black horse? Black horse there is speaking of the dark ages.
Mm.
The parable, another parable Jesus Christ gave in Matthew chapter 13.
Mm.
And verse 33.
Matthew 13, 33.
Was fulfilled.
Yes, sir.
Read it, please.
Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal,
yes.
till the whole was leavened.
So, what are the 3 measures of meal?
The three works of grace.
Amen. What are they?
Justification, sanctification, and Holy Ghost baptism.
Oh, pastor, you know it.
No, students,
I think I should allow you to take over. You can continue and then let me
Daddy, rest. Please continue serving us this food, sir.
You know, these 3 works of grace.
Yes, sir.
They took man-made doctrines when Christianity merged with paganism.
Amen.
And the whole meal was corrupted.
Mm.
And this took place according to church history in AD 325 in Nicaea, in Rome.
That's right.
Now they took it and mixed it, so it produced darkness, depicted by that third seal, the black horse rider. It is the Antichrist spirit.
Mm.
And that is what Christ was talking about, those
midnight.
four beasts in Revelation chapter 6.
Mm.
It spoke about the gates of hell that shall not prevail.
Amen.
They thought they have prevailed.
Mm.
When they covered up the whole doctrines, withdrew Bible from the laity, and established all the doctrine of the Nicolaitan doctrines and all the rest, and covered up and anything that would give light, and it lasted for almost 1,000 years according to church history.
That's right.
It was in that darkest hour known as midnight cry in verse 6 of Matthew chapter 26. What happened?
Verse 6.
Yes.
And at midnight,
yes.
there was a cry made.
What was the message?
Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
What is the message?
Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Uh-huh.
Go ye out to meet him.
If you say go ye out, you were inside somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You were in the captivity of that third seal.
Mm.
You see, and what did the third seal say?
And I beheld and lo, a black horse.
Yes.
And he that sat on him had a pair of balances
yes.
in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny.
Go ahead.
And see thou ought not
now, to. Now, verse 6 again.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say.
That was the period of the selling of, you know, all this commercialization of gospel, it started at that time.
A measure of wheat for a penny.
Yes, that's what they were doing at that time. Purgatory, penances, indulgences, and whatever you are doing, paying for everything. Within that period, there was a revival. He said what?
And 3 measures of barley for a penny. Yes. And see, thou ought not the oil and the wine.
The oil and the wine is the revival that sprang up.
Amen.
And it came out with, you know, go ye out. Go ye out.
Go ye out to meet him.
And meet him. Go ye out of darkness.
Amen.
Into the light.
That's right.
And that is what Apostle Paul repeated in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. He said, this is the order, the first stage of the rapture.
The shout.
Is what?
The Lord shall determine with a shout.
It's the shout. What did he say?
Go ye out to meet him. Behold,
the bridegroom cometh.
Go ye out to meet him.
Go ye out. Now, this shout is the message of restoration. Remember, he said, Christ will not come except there come a fall away first. If there's going to be a fall away, then there will be a ministry for restoration, which is to restore all those three works of grace that were destroyed by the gate of hell. And the picture of this shout, the midnight cry, is perfectly depicted in the parable of Mark chapter 4 and verse 26.
Mark 4:26.
Yes.
Says,
up to verse 29.
And he said, so is the kingdom of God.
Yes.
As if a man should cast seed into the ground.
The seed is cast into the ground.
And should sleep and rise night and day.
And it must die first.
And the seed spring and grow up.
No, it must die first. For Christ himself gave that analogy. Except the corner will fall to the ground and die abides alone.
That's right.
So that is, when he thought that, oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
When Satan thinks he's finishing us, he doesn't know that he's causing us to fulfill our destiny.
Amen.
That is why God allowed the church to die at Nicaea. Because it must first die before it begins to sprinkle. Okay?
And should sleep and rise night and day.
Yes.
And the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself.
Yes.
First, the blade.
Now, the first, that fruit that went in, this is where the shout ministry began.
Amen.
The shout ministry, say, what does it say? Behold the bridegroom coming.
Go ye out to meet him.
Go ye out, because you were in darkness. So when they went out through Luther with justification,
amen,
they had the shout.
Amen.
They had the midnight cry.
Amen.
Come out. They came out of darkness.
Then the year.
Then the next one, the next work of grace that was destroyed, sanctification. Through Wesley.
Amen.
The shout to continue.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
After that, the full corn in the air.
Then we now have the gifts restored in 1906 in the Azusa Street Revival in America, using the man William Simon.
Amen.
What is it? For the third work of grace that was destroyed, the third meal destroyed.
But when the fruit is brought forth,
when the fruit is now brought forth, that is the fourth stage.
Immediately, he put it in the sickle.
It is now time for perfection.
Because the harvest is come.
It is now time for perfection. And God raised another ministry for that purpose. And we have all the types in the Bible. That man, William Marion Branham, for the perfecting of the saints. So, what was killed in
Nicaea
receives complete restoration during the perfecting ministry.
Receives complete,
complete restoration
during the perfecting ministry.
During the perfecting ministry. Because he said, as soon as the fruit is
brought forth,
what happens?
Immediately.
Which fruit? The seed that was planted at Pentecost, the church that was planted at Pentecost. When you begin to see a group of people now, fully restored, that you can see, you know, in the move of the Spirit, in their doctrines, in their behavior, in character, the manifestation of the Spirit, that come where you see the bride and the Spirit and the bride say,
come.
The unity, because just as the tares are gathering, you know, uniting themselves, the bride is also uniting with the world. You see, ready for home going. When that is achieved, Then you know the rapture will soon strike.
Another sign.
Another sign. So is the shout.
Before
the restoration ministry. So it is the restoration ministry.
The restoration ministry is
yes,
the sign.
Yes. Then Thessalonians 4:16.
Yes, sir.
The next stage of the rapture, after this total restoration, what is the next one?
With the voice of the archangel.
The archangel, which, where is that archangel? Just say the voice of the archangel.
Is that another sign, sir?
It's another sign.
Wow.
It's in Revelation chapter 10.
Revelation 10.
From verse 1 to verse 6.
I've never heard any preacher mention all these signs, sir.
No, it's not for everybody.
Okay.
They are too busy with the kind of doctrines that are earthbound than to see the scriptures that makes us look up for our redemption is getting there.
Revelation 10 from verse 1.
Yes.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven,
yes,
clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun,
yes,
and his feet as pillars of fire.
Yes.
And he had in his hand a little book open.
Now, who is this mighty angel? See what he said. He said, read the verse 1 again.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud.
He come down from heaven. Okay.
Clothed with a cloud.
That means he came down from heaven.
Hmm.
Now, can you see this with Luke chapter 13? We are coming back there.
Luke 13, from verse 24.
Yes.
Strive to enter in at the straight gates. For many, I say unto you, we seek to enter in.
What did he say again? Strive.
Strive to enter in at the straight gates.
Uh-huh.
For many, I say unto you, we seek to enter in and shall not be able.
They will not be able.
When once the master of the house is risen up.
When once the master of the house is risen up.
And has shut to the door.
Uh-huh.
And he begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are.
Is that not what is told the foolish virgins in Matthew 25?
Hmm.
I didn't know that.
Amen.
So they have no chance, no hope for any foolish virgin.
Hmm.
If you don't make the rapture, you are finished.
Mm-mm-mm.
Continue to remain there when the shout is going on.
Hmm.
Remain in your denomination. Remain there in your religion. And be deceiving yourself that you are going in the rapture. When you are seeing the agenda here where God is causing us to know all this. So when once the master
of the house is risen up.
Risen up from where? We saw in Acts chapter 1, after his resurrection, his ascension. Since he went up there, there's a ministry he's doing there. What is the ministry?
Intercessory ministry.
Until the last elect comes in. The office of the high priest, the high priest of our profession, Christ. That ministry ends when the last elect comes in. He stands up now and the ministry changes in chapter 10, Revelation chapter 10. He is that mighty angel from verse 1 again.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven.
Because the ministry that he has to do now is now here now on earth. That is where he's going.
Clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head.
So that lets you know that this is Christ. That mighty angel depicted there is Jesus Christ. Go on, verse 2.
And he had in his hand the little book open.
Why? Because in chapter 5, he was qualified and he has the book of redemption with him. That sealed the book that he opened.
And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth.
So that lets you, gives you a picture that is a
universal
global
ministry.
Universal effect, whatever he wants to do. Yes.
And cried with a loud voice as when the lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
When he cried, seven thunders. So the seven thunders are uttered under the voice of the archangel. As a result of the voice of the archangel.
And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not.
He said, write them not. So, whatever was written there, we don't know.
That's right. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that are therein, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
It ends in verse 6. Verse 7 is a different thing entirely. Okay?
Amen.
All right. Now, so it is a picture of the end. There should be time no longer. The voice of the archangel, he stands up from the mercy seat.
Yes, sir.
He now comes. And what the next message that he had is not allowed, that John had, is not allowed to be written. All other messages that was given in the book of Revelation to Apostle John is meant for the living.
Mm.
And the word the seven thunder utter is not for the living. Because there's going to be a pattern. He has preached to the living as in his first advent. Mm. After he preached, he was hanged on the cross on Calvary. He had preached salvation, redemption to the living.
Mm.
He had to descend to the lower parts of the earth.
Mm.
He also went to hell and preached there.
Okay.
To the souls that were in prison.
Mm.
Therefore, the seven thunder message is not for the living. It shall be for the dead.
Amen.
In preparation for the resurrection.
For resurrection.
For resurrection.
Mm.
So, what is the voice of the archangel? It is the seven thunder message for the dead in Christ. Remember the gathering of the saints together. It is the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Mm.
Because he goes in there and brings them out first. They must have had something before they come out. And then when they now come out of the graves, then the next stage takes place. The trump of God.
Mm.
Which is the gathering of all together for us now to go up there and meet the Lord.
But the sign for us is the voice of the archangel.
The sign, yes.
That will resurrect the saints, the dead saints.
Exactly.
So that's our own sign.
That is, no, I'm just saying that. Look at it here. The sign we have there is that after he preached to them, the sign that we have is that the dead, we see a perfect type now in Acts chapter 1.
Acts chapter 1.
Yes. Before you go to Acts chapter 1, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Okay.
Verse 51 and verse 52.
Verse 51 and 52.
Yes.
Says, okay. Behold, I show you a mystery.
Yes.
We shall not all sleep, uh-huh. but we shall all be changed.
You see? We shall not all sleep, we shall all be changed.
Uh-huh. In a moment.
Yes.
In the twinkling of an eye.
In the twinkling of an eye.
At the last trump.
Uh-huh.
For the trumpet shall sound.
Now, that is what he said. After the shout, we have the voice of the archangel. The next stage is what?
The trumpet.
The trumpet shall sound. Uh-huh.
And the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
The dead shall be raised incorruptible.
And we shall be changed.
Thank you very much. Now, we saw a type in Acts chapter 1
okay.
and verse 3.
Acts 1 verse 3 says,
yes.
To whom also he showed himself alive
when
after his passion,
yes.
by many infallible proofs,
yes.
being seen of them 40 days.
How many?
Being seen of them 40 days.
He was seen of them,
40
seen
days.
Of men, seen. Somebody that died is now seen. How many days?
40 days.
40 days.
And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
And he was talking to them. After he resurrected, he was talking to them.
Mm.
That is what you also see in Matthew chapter 27. From verse 52.
Matthew 27 from 52
yes.
says.
Yes. Start from verse 51.
And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain.
Yes.
From the top to the bottom.
Yes.
And the earth did quake.
Uh-huh.
And the rocks rent.
Uh-huh.
And the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose.
They arose.
And came out of the graves after his resurrection.
Uh-huh.
And went into the holy city. And appeared unto
and
many.
And appeared unto many. And this lasted for 40 days.
Mm.
And this was in fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah 26 and verse 19.
Isaiah 26:19.
Yes.
Isaiah 26:19. Thy dead yes. men shall live together. Shall live together with
thy dead men.
Thy dead men shall live.
They shall live
together with my dead body. Shall
together
they arise.
With my dead body, what will happen?
Shall they arise?
They shall arise.
Mm.
That is what was fulfilled on the day of resurrection.
Wow.
In Matthew. Chapter 27 account.
So the voice of the archangel and the trump of God that will resurrect the dead saints.
Exactly. And
is
then
our sign.
And then we will now see them.
Mm. Okay.
It is that seeing them that becomes the sign that anytime from now
the resurrection of the good. Dead saints.
That is when at the sounding of the trump of God. The sounding at the trump of God brings out the dead in Christ. Lazarus, come forth. You know, and remember, in Israel, trumpets is for gathering. Numbers chapter 10 and yes, verse sir. 1.
Numbers 10 verse 1.
Yes.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
yes,
make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shall thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps.
So you see what the purpose of the trumpets? To call the assembly. When you hear, bah, 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 hey, it's gathering time, so we go. But when that trumpet will sound, the time, the day, the hour, no one knows.
Okay.
But we'll be in expectation that I see Apostle Paul, William Branham, I see all of them, Peter, all those apostles, all those heroes of faith. I will see Rahab. I will see Sarah. I will see everyone and all of them, you know, and I think Sarah, I don't know, whatever it is, you know, whoever they are, we will see them and we say, and they will talk with us. Every day, get ready.
Hallelujah.
Forget it. Anytime now, it was 40 days. And remember that 40 days has to do with judgment. You know, because after we have gone, something is going to happen.
Amen.
On the earth here.
Amen. Okay, sir, let's take a little break so that we can digest these revelations that come in this interesting wine that you are serving us. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.